Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. If you're a professional looking to navigate the business world with optimal productivity, the University of South Dakota Center for Professional Development is offering a course called Extreme Productivity, Create an Extraordinary Quality of Life. That's on Tuesday, May 5th. Executive Coach Lisa Tesla is instructing, and she joins us in our Sioux Falls studio. Welcome, Lisa. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Also returning, Linda Halliburton. She's the center's associate dean. Linda, welcome back.
Hi, Lori. Nice to see you again.
So, Linda, for people who didn't hear us last time, give us a little overview of the Center for Professional Development and the work that it's fairly new for people to hear about.
Yes, thank you. So the Center for Professional Development is really about helping people be the best they can be in the workplace and thereby helping their employers as well. So we offer a number of 1 and 2 day short courses that are just-in-time learning. Our class sizes are limited to 30 people. It's a full day on a specific topic. People don't need to apply to the university. They don't need to look for financial aid or be accepted or anything like that. So basically, they're short courses for anyone who wants to learn and improve their skill set at work and help their employers be more successful.
And talk a little bit, Linda, about choosing. You know, it's easy to say invest in yourself, invest in your career, but there are many choices. There are online courses. There are, you know, different master's programs. Different ways you can do this, and some of those aren't going to be very helpful. How do you make choices about investing in your career and find the one that works for you?
That's a really good question. So you're right, there are a lot of other options, online courses, college classes, just a lot of different things that a person can do. So our courses really are ideal for people who are facing something in their work that might be preventing them from getting ahead, maybe preventing them from getting a promotion, and they might have a general idea of what that is, and we can really help them hone those skills that are going to make a difference the very next day. So this is not learning that you're going to have to wait 6 months or 6 years to use. This is learning that you can use the very next day. People who attend our classes are very actively involved in them. So Lisa will tell you shortly about the class that she's going to teach. Very interactive. People have an opportunity to bring their situation to the classroom and get feedback and help from the instructor as well as their peers in the classroom on some things that they might be able to try a little bit differently to help make a difference.
Right. And when you find out with a group of peers that maybe everybody's having the same problem that you are, Lisa, tell us a little bit about this. Your work. Let's start with your background and your work as an executive coach, and then we'll talk about why you chose this topic.
Okay, sure. So my background, I've pretty much been in sales since I graduated from college, graduated with an accounting degree, and it served me in certain ways, but I knew I was not going to be able to sit in an office. So I've been in sales most of my life, and then I started my company, Precision Leadership Group, about 12 years ago. And basically what I do is I work with companies and organizations to grow and develop their people to become better leaders. And so a lot of what I do is working in-house with companies with a group of their folks, 6 to 15 people, and we do longer-term programs. And then I also do some of this with the workshops to give people either a teaser to help them understand what do you need more of, or they're great for follow-ups after you've done a longer-term program, and now let's go back and get a refresher. And because the learning and developing never stops. You never stop growing.
Right. Productivity is such a weighted topic in the sense that sometimes it feels like you're getting so much done because you spent your day looking at email or something, but really at the end of the day you look and you say, I didn't get my priorities done.
Absolutely.
So everybody's kind of thinking about productivity. Bosses are thinking about it. People on the front line, staff are thinking about it. How do you approach the term productivity without just making people feel like they have to just do more and be more?
Right. And that is, it's a really tough situation right now because with unemployment less than 2% like it is right now, every employee out there is being expected to do more with less resources. So we have to get clear on what you just alluded to is activity versus achievement. Are you just busy all day running on a hamster wheel and not actually moving forward? Are you getting the things done that you should be getting done? So one of the biggest things that we focus on and talk about is what are your goals? Because until you know what your goals are, whether they're work or personal, it's really hard to determine what your high payoff activities are. What are the things that you should be spending your time on? And once you figure that out, then you can better prioritize and plan your day. Otherwise, you know, what do you say no to and what do you say yes to if you aren't clear on what it is that you want or where you want to go?
Talk about your relationship with time. Just the notion of, I mean, how many times I sit down to start preparing for a segment or something, and I look up and, you know, it feels good to be in that spot of flow, but then I realize I've spent 45 minutes preparing for one thing and I still have five more, you know, things to prepare for by 11 o'clock. So talk a little bit about time and the sort of the tricks that it can play on all of us.
Right. And a couple things that come to mind right away there is we talk a lot about the buzzword of time management. Sure. And we all know we all have the exact same 24 hours in a day. That's never going to change. It's what we do with that. So it's really not about managing time because you can't. Time keeps going no matter what. It's about becoming a really good personal manager and managing yourself. And to do that, we need processes. We need scheduling. We need things to help us do that because willpower is never enough. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but you know, if you're dieting or on a new workout program, the worst when we do the worst is usually when? When we get home at night, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. And we say, oh, heck with it. I'm just going to have that cupcake.
I'm just making good decisions.
Yes. And as crazy as it sounds, that is how our minds are wired. We only have so much willpower every single day. And we start over every morning. And every decision that we make whittles away at that. So unless we have processes in place to help us stay on track and to do the things that we need to be doing, we get off track. It's just human nature. Yeah. Yeah. So to your question about, you know, you have five projects and all of a sudden you've been sitting there for 45 minutes on one. One trick that I love is when you have things like that, we tend to fill the time allowed to get something done. So if you sit down and you have five projects and you say, well, I've got to get these done today, you'll probably take all day long to get them all done. Sure. Whereas if you say, I'm going to spend 30 focused minutes on each project and set a timer, and you know when that timer goes off. It is amazing what your brain will do when it knows it has a deadline.
Yeah. All right, focused minutes, though.
Focused
which gets to this
minutes.
Idea of interruption and distraction and the email pings and the phone going off and all of that modern fun stuff.
Yes.
What does focused time mean to you?
Focused time means that you turn all those things off. Okay. There's absolutely no reason that you need those dings on your phone and you need to know every single time that you get an email. The first thing I usually work with managers and executives on is turning those things off and setting aside specific times during the day that you check your emails and or your voicemails. And unless you are a customer service rep or somebody who literally that's your job, is you're checking emails right. and answering phones all day, there is no reason that you have to do that immediately. We need to take control of our time. Otherwise, we'll be at the mercy of everybody else all day long. So turning those things off, making a concerted effort to check, most people can get by with checking 3 to 4 times a day, you know? And
sure.
And if you train your customers, your clients, the people that you work with, that's what you do, they aren't going to have a problem with it. You know, they aren't trying to interrupt you.
Right.
The other thing that I really encourage, we see this in office spaces. I don't know, Linda, you're kind of in an office space with some other people, so you might see this too, but it's so easy to just say, oh, I have a quick question for Susie. I'm just going to go run over to her office and ask her real quick. And it's been proven many times that when we are focusing on something and we get interrupted, even for a quick question of 90 seconds, it takes us 15 to 20 minutes to get back to the same level of concentration that we were at before the interruption occurred. Hmm. So if you get only 4 of those little interruptions a day, you're looking at an hour and a half of time that just went out of the window because of 2 minutes worth of interruptions.
Yeah.
So I really encourage people, get a little sheet of paper. Put whoever you talk to a lot during the day, put their name on it. Every day at 4:30, you get together, and every time you thought of something, you write it down on that piece of paper. You get together once a day, and you go through the whole entire list, and you knock it out just all at once
right.
instead of interrupting each other all the time.
Which means as a manager, you have to plan time to be with the people who have questions for you instead of expecting emails or keeping your door open for the 14 interruptions.
And as a manager, if you are an effective manager and you are leading your people correctly, you should be planning time every day to do the coaching, mentoring, training. And, you know, that is part of your job. So absolutely, they need to lead by example and do those things.
Let's talk about setting goals, because all this begins with really knowing what you value and you want to. And Linda talked a little bit about just valuing your own career, your own advancement, the what is the thing on this list that you need, you know, to to really be concerned about. Pick that class. This is what's going to advance your career or help you just have a better day at work. But as an organization, everybody has different goals. Your manager might have one goal. You might have another. The, you know, your coworker might have another. How do you work on your own goals? And specifically, if someone comes to this class and says, well, I know what my goals are going to be, but they might be inconsistent with what my supervisor wants. Talk about sort of setting goals and then balancing whose goals we're thinking about.
Right. So in a perfect world, what that looks like is at the top of the organization, the executive team sets the vision for the organization. They set the goals for the organization. Those are then cascaded down through each department. So each manager and department head is clear and understands what their role is in that and makes their goals around those and then drives that down to their people. That's in a perfect world. Unfortunately, I would say easily less than half of the companies actually do that. For some reason, at the top level, sometimes they don't even set goals, and they have lots of reasons for that. Well, you know, it's too much pressure. We don't want people to make the wrong decisions and do things the wrong way just because they're trying to hit a goal. But in reality, we are wired to want to know every day if we are winning or losing. Sure. It's just like when you go to a sporting event. You would not pay to go to a game if they weren't keeping score. That's the excitement of it. And when we go to work every day, we want to know when we leave. Are we moving forward or are we moving backward? So to have the goals in front of you and actually know what you're working on. And some people, they say, oh, you know, goals, that's overrated. That's a buzzword, whatever. Well, call them whatever you want. You can call them your main objectives. You can call them your big rocks. You can call them whatever you want. Right. But you have to have those things that are specific and measurable that you know on a daily basis, am I moving forward or backward? And hopefully in organizations that are highly effective, they check in on those at least monthly. So, you know, so often we do the performance reviews at the end of the year or the beginning of the year. We set the new annual goals, and then nobody looks at them again until the next year. And then they go, oh, shoot, I was going to do that. We were going to work on that. And we have all done that. I know. So that is the power of writing them down and really getting specific about them and how you're going to measure them and maybe even implementing a few fun things for tracking purposes so that you can all see them. You know, you see that a lot in sales, how they put stuff up on the walls. And
fun is important to you. That's part of what you're... I mean, I'm having fun talking to you.
It is. Yeah.
But fun is what, you know, through your leadership group is part of what you bring to your training. Why does that matter, that element of fun?
I am a huge believer that we all learn better and retain what we learn longer if we have fun while we're doing it. And I don't care if you're in kindergarten or if you're 80 years old. I think we all learn better when we're having fun. And fun doesn't mean that you're, you know, not serious about it. It's still a serious thing. But if there's not an element of fun and excitement and some passion and, you know, when you're doing those things, it's boring to me.
and meaning. Yeah.
Yes, meaningful work.
And you should be enjoying your...
Yeah.
Linda, this is just a great example of everything that you're trying to do through this business development. Talk a little bit on our final minute here about the impact that you hope these courses have on workforce development, on economic growth in the city, just the big picture of what's potential if we have a coordinated center to provide this kind of training and leadership.
I really appreciate that question. And I have kind of an exciting story to share that just came across my desk last week. So there's a company that's been sending individuals to our professional development courses for 2 or 3 years now. And there's one of the gentlemen who's kind of like a learning junkie. Everything that we offer, he's there. He's sending some of his employees. And I reached out to him. I said, you know, we haven't seen any enrollments from you yet. What's going on? And he says, well, thanks to the work that you're doing, we are now instituting a company policy so that every employee has access and funding for professional development. Nice. So as we think about how we really want to raise the bar with learning and development in our community, you know, that company, which is not in an industry that you would think, it's an HVAC company. Mm-hmm. So that company is raising the bar for their employees, their company, and their industry. And that's really what we want to do, is show people that they don't have to go to Chicago or Minneapolis. They have great opportunities to improve skill set of their employees right here in Sioux Falls through excellent courses such as the one that Lisa's going to be teaching. She's actually got a couple of them that she's going to be teaching this spring. So right here in our own backyard in Sioux Falls, or we can go any place across the state or even the country, really, to help people better themselves.
Well, the you can register and learn more at usd.edu/CPD. That's Center for Professional Development. Lisa and Linda, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for the opportunity.